Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, a special Thursday edition. Tonight it's the Rudder Rangers, but we hit rewind briefly to the game with Lake Creek. Anytime, Lee, that there is a brand new school like that, you know they're going to be struggling. Although they had a decent record coming in, the wheels kind of came off, though. You guys must have come out on fire.
Well, you know, I talked to their coach, and anytime you got a new school and you got a lot of sophomores and juniors playing on there, it takes time. But, you know, the one thing I'll say about their team, they never gave up. You know, they still had fight in them and this and that. But I was proud of the way our guys played. You know, we got every goal on defense on our goal board. We got every goal on offense except one, turnover, something we have not gotten all year. We got every goal on special teams except for one, missing the extra point. So those are things we got to get fixed. But I'm proud of the way our kids played in that game.
Let's talk a little bit about the performance of your quarterback, Caden Fedora. For as many times as we felt like he'd just been a step or two off earlier in the season, I'm going to tell you, things were clicking on Friday night.
No, I think he did a lot better job connecting on the deep ball and this and that. And the one thing, and he'll take the blame for it, the interception he threw, he was scrambling and tried to throw across his body when he was falling down and the ball came out, and he took the blame for that. But I think overall he did a good job. He put up a lot of good stats and doing those type things. And, you know, he stayed in the pocket a little bit better, so I was pleased with his play.
Talk a little bit about the defensive play. Now, I'm at the disadvantage because I was keeping up with the score as it started to crawl. You had a commanding halftime lead. Didn't see the game, though. Talk about defensively what you felt like they did good to shut down what was a pretty darn good offense.
What I was very pleased with was when we turned that ball over, we gave up that interception when we had a chance to go in and score. Then all of a sudden, you know, you put your defense in a situation. But what I was proud of our defense, they got a pick six, you know, right after that, and they responded to that. And they got a lot of turnovers. They gave us good field position. But I think overall they did a great job. The defense will tell you, when I talked to them at halftime, they were upset that they gave up that drive to allow them to kick a field goal before half. And then, you know, late in the game, we had a lot of backups in and playing, but you still stay on your guys. You want to keep them at that point, and they were able to go down and score a touchdown at the end. And that shows their kids weren't going to quit. They kept fighting and competing. But, you know, those are things that we talk about. Even if you're backup, we still want to keep points off the board.
Lee, it was a pivotal ball game too as far as the playoff implications are concerned, and I have to think that you're pretty pleased, because the coaches will say, gosh, you got to take them one at a time, but the really good programs, you kind of seeing what's out there ahead of you on week number 11 or 12, however you look at it, getting those players into the ball game for some reps in games like that, you never know. Everybody has to be ready, because you've always had a lack of depth at this level.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, and that was one thing in my last school we were always excited about. When we got ahead, we got a lot of backups in, because that happened. You get in the playoffs, you never know if your starter goes down and a guy that had a lot of reps is ready for the playoffs and that type deal. So that is a good deal to be prepared for, because our guys got out there, got a lot of playing time, and, you know, it helps in our depth process.
We will go back to the first teamers here in a moment from right now, but who would you zone in on to say, hey, when they got in the ball game, I feel like they might have been a difference maker for us? Who really kind of shined late in the ball game?
Well, when you watched our running back there, when we got Colton Love in there, you know, he made some powerful runs. It was one of the most impressive runs I saw. It looked like everybody had him bottled up, and he just kept fighting through and took off for the 48 or 54 yard touchdown run. So, and to be honest with you, he had not been playing tailback much for us, you know, in practices and all that type of stuff, because he's been working linebacker. But we put him in, and I thought he did a great job.
When you talk about somebody like a Colton Love who actually found the end zone there, how big is that as a player that goes in like that to find the end zone? Is that something you find to be very motivational for them?
Well, I think if you go back and watch the video, you should see the guys on the sideline, the excitement they had. They were fired up for him, and you know, that is a motivational deal, because it shows guys, don't ever give up. You keep fighting. You never know when you're going to get in the game and do those things. And I'll be honest with you, this week we've used him a lot on the scout team as a tailback going against our first varsity defense and stuff, and he's helped us because he's looking pretty good back there.
Let's go back now to the first teamers. After you had a chance to review the film, who on defense do you think had particularly a good ball game?
Well, Jay Stu, you know, did a great job, because, you know, the two picks and one pick for a touchdown, he did a great job. And what we were very pleased with, one thing we were always working on, we knew the guys they wanted to throw the ball to, so our linebackers were playing underneath them. We talked to our safety staying over the top. He stayed over top both times, got the interceptions. And I thought he did a great job. And what I'm pleased with is the way our guys are communicating in the secondary. They're getting a lot better in the communication.
And, of course, we've already mentioned Caden Fedora. You mentioned Colton Love. And certainly back in the backfield you have Julius. It's doing a great job. Who else on offense stood out for you this past week?
Well, Devin Price looked very good. He had, I think it was 3 touchdown catches, over 100 yards in receptions. And Sam Presnell did a great job at his receiver role, too. So I was very pleased with that. And, you know, overall, I thought our offensive line did a pretty good job communicating in the blocking assignments and all that. So, you know, we just take it as a team goal. But kids will tell you, you know, if you ever interview them, Coach Fedora is still not happy because we have not got that goal of turnovers. That's something that we tell them. You get in big games, those turnovers are going to get you beat. We got to get that fixed.
Another thing that Mark and I were looking at as we checked the board each week coming in, I know that the special team still is a bit of a concern. You wish you had helmets where you didn't miss any of those kicks that you feel like you should have. What do you think's going wrong there that's contributed to a lack of overall consistency?
Well, I think and the one thing is I'm proud of Colby McBurdy. He, you know, he's a junior. This is his first year to ever kick. And, you know, we saw him in practice. That's why I put him in there, because he nailed some 50-yard field goals and this and that. But I think sometimes, you know, it gets to him a little bit and he gets upset. But the one thing I told him, the kicker is one of the toughest places to play, because you never know when it comes down to 1 second on the clock, you got to know a 30-yarder to win the game. That's the most pressure. But I think he's getting a little bit better in practice, and we're trying to get him to work on different skills. But, you know, when you're kicking field goals, it all starts with a snap. It starts with a hold. It starts with the blocking. We told him, you can't worry about all that. You got to look at the, you know, where you're kicking and aim for that. And he's working on it. He's getting better, and I'm proud of him, and he's going to do better.
And I would agree with you. Coming in, I knew that was his first year kicking, so not everything goes on him. A lot of things have to fall in place. But I do have to ask a question we've noticed in warm-ups. He is darn near to the sideline working on angling kicks through the uprights. I haven't seen that before. Where did that technique come from, and what's behind that?
Well, I'll be honest with you, where I got that from and talked to my other coaches to do some of that was some of the college coaches we talked to that were special team specialists. And what that is doing is working on his foot placement and angle of kicking balls, because, you know, when you line up in the middle of the field kicking, you're just aiming for the middle of the uprights. This, he's having to aim for the right upright, left upright, and is working on it. And a lot of it is more working on your mind, because if you watch him over there, when he hits them through there, he's excited. When he misses, he bangs his helmet, you know, that type of deal. And what we talked to him about, you're going to miss some of those. Those are hard when you're kicking from sidelines and that. But you see some of the greatest NFL kickers when they did those drills. So that, you know, I talked to different coaches about, those guys can nail it all the time. And so those are different things we're working on with them.
You know, as confident as you and I may be, and as Mark in certain areas of life, I got to tell you, if basketball comes down to one shot, I'm probably not making it. I can't imagine the pressure that is on a kicker, especially a kid that age, trotting out there. I couldn't do that. I'm going to tell you, it is a total mental hookup that you have to have when you know the game's on the line.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, I remember the time when we were in the double overtime for the state championship at my last school, and we had to make the extra point to make it double extra overtime, and some people were already cheering, celebrating that we scored a touchdown. I was scared to death, because you never know. One point could hurt you, and so that's where I told our guys, and I think our guys have done a good job with Colby, you know, patting him on the back, say, hey, keep your head up, you're fine, keep working, and he's going to get better each day.
Rudder Rangers kind of on a roll right now. They're making history on the north side of town. Coach Greg Morgan coming in from Madisonville, doing a great job. Right now, I would say that confidence is the most important thing those guys can have. They've never had it, Lee. And I will tell you, as you look at Rudder right now, they're kind of putting Consol-type points on the board.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. And what we told our guys, you don't take anybody lightly, because they're going to be ready to play, and this is exciting. The difference is it's a Thursday night game, you know, and that makes it kind of crazy, because you're one practice short. And we had to do a lot of our practices during the period after school, so it was almost like two-a-days for these guys, but we've had a good week of practice.
As we look at Rudder, the offensive line was something they were hanging their hat on early, and when you have a runner like Moore in the backfield, that line has to be doing something right, and he certainly has put up the stats.
Well, I think the big thing, when you look at their stats, you know, they've got 2,152 yards in a rushing game, and, you know, they've thrown for 1,138. I think that's one thing Coach Morgan's done a good job of, is in the past, they've been more of a run, pound, and ground. Now they'll spread you out and do those type things, and you know, they're second in the district in the offense. We're first in the district in the offense, but we know they've got a good offense going, but I think we've got a good defense too, and so it's going to be a big plus for us to go out and get stops.
You know what's interesting, Major Payne was number one in the district until Consol played against him, and now you have Moore in the backfield. In the footage that I've seen of him, not a really entirely impressive guy. Remember a running back named Remick Maxey that was here for a while, and he somehow had a stride like a gazelle. He wasn't necessarily impressive, but somehow he became thin as he went through the blockers. I think he's a skilled runner, and for that that reason, I think he may be the biggest threat.
Well, the thing is that we've seen out of those guys is they find that crease and they hit it downhill quick. But, you know, I'm not sure yet if they faced a defensive front like we've got and that type deal. But like I told our guys, it ain't about what they've played, who their opponent is. Now they're playing us. We've got to be concerned the way we play and do our responsibility.
Talk about what's going on defensively. I felt like Rutter has given up some yardage to teams that they probably shouldn't have given up as much to. They were dominant over Cleveland. Talk about what part of the defense of Rutter poses the biggest challenge for Consolidated.
Well, the one thing that I think Rutter does, they got a good defensive front that gets off balls and that type deal, but they'll mix it up. They're going to play some man free. They'll play zone. We've seen them in a lot of their film playing man. It'll surprise me if they play man against us, but we've prepared for that. And so, you know, it's one of those things. Great thing is when you're a balanced team like we've been, if they're going to try to take the pass in the game away, we got to better run the football, vice versa. If they take the run game away, we got to throw the football.
Would you say that they are mostly one-dimensional because of Moore in the backfield? They're not known for a great passing game, but they do have some threats that are showing up on the stat sheet.
Well, I don't think they're as one-dimensional because when you look at their stats, you know, they've thrown for 1,138 yards. They've rushed for 2,100. Now, they like to rush more, but, you know, they've been able to do both. When you look at their stats from the years past, it was all run, no pass at all. But, you know, it shows that they can throw the ball around, so we've got to be prepared for both.
You know, something struck me kind of funny about this district is that with Southern over in Huntsville and now with the quarterback here, you got a sophomore again. You got a lot of people that are brand new into the ball game, but those guys have to be really good at the mental aspect to be running a game at this level of football. What kind of talent is the quarterback?
Well, I think he is young, but at this time, when you're talking about this far in the season, you ain't young anymore. It's not like you're a sophomore anymore. And he looks like the thing that he's done a pretty good job of this year is reading keys and getting the ball out when he's got to throw the football and then making sure he's doing the right thing on the run game and that type deal.
Now, when we wrap up talking about Rutter here, the confidence with which they're playing right now, Lee, is something that I've always found a little bit of an intangible, a little dangerous right now. Rutter, for the first time, is thinking, we got a shot. That has to be worth something to that team. You've been in those situations before, but I think Consolidated, having been down this road, they've experienced a few more ups and downs. Talk about the mental aspect that Rutter's going to bring into this game.
Yeah, what we talked to our players about going into this game is, you know, Rutter's got a chance to do something in history that they hadn't done in a long time, getting that another win. And but like we told our guys, it's not about our opponent. We play our game. Here's the thing. We got to know they're going to play a good game against us. We got to jump on them and stay on them and play our style and see how they react to that because, you know, they've got a chance to get in the playoffs. If they did, and I think they got two tough tests, you know, with us and then Huntsville the next game. But, you know, they're not going to take us lightly. They're going to come out and they're expecting to get after us. But, you know, like we tell our guys, when you're picked to win the game, that doesn't mean anything. It's what it matters when the game's over to see who's got the most points on the scoreboard.
And in wrapping up, you're already in week number 9 of this football season. What would you say is the area right now that is the biggest concern that you're thinking at this point in the season you ought to have a better grasp on?
Well, we've talked about it, turnovers. On offense, turnovers. On special teams, making every point, doing those type deal. One thing on a special team I have been proud of is seeing our kickoff coverage. We're getting down the ball, down the field a lot better, wrapping up. But those are things. And then on defense, you know, making sure we get tackles, not miss tackles and all that type stuff. But those are things we got to keep working on.
Tigers are 7-1 overall, 4-1 in district play. Rutter Rangers at 4-4, pretty impressive for Rutter, 3-2 in district play. Lot on the line tonight. We're just moments away from kickoff. A check of the starting lineups and the kickoff coming your way next. For Coach Lee Fedora, I'm Mike Wright.